I'll tell you why I put Jet out as a single. Because some of the time I do the music, like it and stuff, but find it very difficult to tell which one's the best one. But you're so close to it, you can't necessarily pick it. And what happened was one of the promotion men, a very good promotion man from Capital, called Al Khoury, who was having a very hot period, selling a lot of records and moving, hey, you know, shifting vinyl, rang me up. And he said, Paul, you've put the wrong single out. You know, Hell on Wheels, shouldn't have done it. He said, let me have the record, let me handle it, let me tell you how to do it. He said, I can increase your sales by 250,000, guaranteed. I thought, well, that's fight and talk, you know, sounds the kind of person I like to hear. I said, but what are you going to do? He said, well, just listen to me. Put Jet out as a single, and that was one of his first sort of moves. I said, oh, yeah, that'd be good. So he did the whole thing on Band on the Run, and it was the only album to kind of make number one, come down the charts and sort of go back up. Got back up to number one through his efforts, actually.
Shortly after we released the album, we started to get some heavy response from pop radio on the track Jet, you know, because Jet was like, had a lot of what you might want to call hooks, you know, in it. It was very commercial sounding. I felt that way before the album was released, but we got the kind of response that we expected. As a matter of fact, we got response that was far greater than we expected. And how did I know that? I knew that because in several different places in the country, radio stations started to edit the song down. You know, my people in the field would say, they'd say, hey, you've got to listen to this. This guy up in Seattle edited this track down. He's got it down to like 3 minutes or whatever. And he's getting great reaction to it. He thinks it's going to be a number one record and whatever. So that I realized that we have to do our own edit, you know. And then I proceeded. Now the record is out, not the single, but the album is out and everybody's playing this track. So I proceeded to try to get Paul to authorize us to do an edit. Well, Paul would have no part of it. He didn't want any edits. So to make a long story short, I finally got an okay to do an edit. But I had to commit to him that I would put the edited track backed with the full-length version. We did our own edit. We put it out. So anyway, the record became a smash and really kicked ass for the album, really secured the position for the album. I mean, that album was number one and moved down and went to number one, moved down and went to number one. I mean, it was number one on three or four different occasions. Band on the Run remains today as one of the all-time classic rock and roll pop albums of all time.